Wait a damn minute. Where y'all just came back from?
We just went outside.
Why was not invited?
We said we were going to hit the hookah. Yeah.
That was the code. We didn't know you wanted
to. I missed it.
Don't worry about it. We got you. Just relax.
Man, we're just going to. This is the cookout episode. We'll just call it the cookout episode.
Oh, man, put this on at the cookout.
Right. That's what this is for.
Before the old people get there. Whoever cooking the meat, play this right by you.
Most definitely. That'll work. And this doesn't have to be perfect. This shit doesn't have to be perfect. Are we rolling?
Rolling.
You just keep vibing with the headphones on.
I like these
nigga,
headphones.
Nigga, dude, though. I know.
These just feel plush.
This some player
My ear on
shit.
The couch.
This some player
you
shit.
You ever had a little seat for your ear?
So this shit look like, good on you, don't
she got an ottoman.
Thank you.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
You ready?
Turn my shit up.
85.
80.
Hey, this is the 85 South Show, and this episode is brought to you by Incredible. Shout out to my man Nick Cannon for sending us these dope-ass headphones. We can hear shit that ain't even going on right now.
Man, this shit, no distortion, none of that. I like it. Isn't
right.
it Bluetooth?
Yeah. You want to do one? You do one.
Yeah.
Do one.
Hey, man. Right now, I got on my head these incredible headphones.
Hold up.
Man.
Wait. When you're ready. Take two.
Wait.
You take,
okay.
two.
Take two.
Take two and go.
No, they serious, man. They drown out all the sound. They
no,
make
they,
it sound like
they not serious, bro. They incredible.
But they official.
No, they incredible, bro. They like better than good.
But they like, I mean, they awesome.
But why you keep saying all the other words except incredible? They incredible, though. That mean they better than
I'm
good.
I'm trying to use adjectives. I don't.
Bro,
all right.
The
incredible.
Verdict.
The incredible headphones. So you just gonna keep saying incredible?
Bro, they really incredible. Listen to them.
All right, let me hear it. Oh, no, these shits is kind of incredible, though.
I'm trying to tell your ass, man.
This shit,
hey,
I
man.
Can hear me talking to me.
This is the 85
this
South
shit
Show.
Make me want to listen to me more. If my conscience talked to me through these headphones,
just
I would
unplug
do
the
it.
Shit then. Just like,
hold on.
Hold
that
up.
Ain't how it works.
Look, the shit Bluetooth. You don't have to plug shit in, bro. You do the shit like that, you can you still hear it?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Hey, man. It's the 85 South Show. We just got our incredible headphones, man. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. This is your man, Carlos Miller, a.k.a. your auntie boyfriend. We are live in the studio with my man.
Clayton English. You know what it is. Sabado Domingo, man.
And my home girl.
Brady Ward.
Hell yeah. We just found her. Like,
you ain't got no alias?
Y'all just found
What's
me.
What's your alias?
I can't be nobody but me, baby.
That's it. Just Brady.
There we go.
Yeah, we found
her. I am
her.
Who I am.
We know her we through go. Somebody that we know somebody through.
Yeah, with that. Yeah.
What you been up to, man? Look. First of all, welcome to the 85 South Show. First of all.
Thank y'all for having me.
No,
give her,
first
give
of
her
all,
background.
No, first
her,
of all.
Give the people her background.
First of all, welcome. You know what I mean? She says she from Miami. She say that.
I'm from Lauderdale, to be exact.
That's
that ain't Miami.
Good. Where your gold grill at? You ain't took your
it's
grill
at
out?
Home.
I knew you had one. You single? Because we got a lot of niggas listening to this show who going to be wondering.
I am. I'm freshly single.
What happened?
It's
Talk
no,
about it.
Niggas cheat.
Nigga cheated on you?
Yeah, he did.
For real?
Hell, nigga cheated on Beyonce.
I don't believe that shit.
Who?
Who cheated Jay-Z? On Beyonce?
He definitely cheated in the beginning.
What? Who the fuck cheated on Beyonce?
When you got money, it ain't cheating.
That's true.
You think Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce for real?
Actually,
what do you do?
I believe that.
Hold on, what you do? Tell the people what you do.
Tell them what you do.
I'm a singer-songwriter.
Who are you and what you do and why you do it and how you do it?
Yes, my name is Brady Ward.
This
I'm a singer-songwriter.
She's a singer and a songwriter.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just an all-around cool person. Okay. I dress people every day. I love clothing, love
That's
fashion.
What's up, man.
Okay.
What made you want to come fuck with us, though? Like, are you a fan of the show?
I am a fan of. I'm a fan of you guys.
Thank you.
That's
Appreciate
what's up.
That.
I'm a fan of
that
you guys.
You know everybody. You know everybody.
You know we don't pay people.
When
right?
you say you sing,
That's
they
cool.
don't
say
want
that
you
shit.
To hit a yeah, note.
You ain't got money for you.
I know.
You ain't got no note.
They always do that.
Just hit them with a note. That's the trick to being able to sing. If you could just do some shit real quick, then people will believe the fuck out you. Just like some, just hit some real quick shit. Then
but wait a minute. You said you a songwriter?
Don't do it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you a songwriter, then save it. No, I'm just saying, because we don't have none of this shit. We don't have none of the auto. We don't have none of that.
That's
we
cool, but I can sing, though. But
okay.
I'm good.
Just hit us with some
All right.
shit.
Yeah, okay. I got you. All right.
Don't mess up one check trying to show out for the other check.
Yo, be quiet.
For real. He fucking up the vibe.
Damn.
Man, let the energy flow. Goddamn.
I'm just.
Okay.
All I need you bad is a heart. babe, like the air I breathe. I need you, babe, I can take this pain.
Yeah, she brought it.
But
okay.
I'm about to go in.
Okay, alright, okay. Goddamn.
Come on now. Come on now. Shit. Come on now.
Can we live with
she
you?
She knew she wasn't about to fuck up one check for another check.
Can
you
we
knew
live
she could do
with
this good shit, yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Now, whenever we talk about any song, we're going to need you to sing a snippet of
damn
that song. But just
nigga,
enough so we
not
don't
what
get
we doing
sued
here today.
Or you change one word and we can sing it.
I'm going to do parodies to all the songs.
Chico sang every time we brought up a song.
That nigga sang his ass. He sang the chicken nugget jingle.
That's what I'm saying.
Bruh, speaking
we
of which,
you.
Hey, happy 4th of July to everybody.
Oh, it's the
4th of July.
This
it's the 4th of July,
show,
man.
This is the cookout popping show.
This is the cookout episode.
Cookout.
Much love to everybody,
the
uncle, who on the grill with them sandals on right
shout
now.
Shout out to everybody at the cookout.
Much love to all the aunties who made that potato salad.
Hey, shout out to the nigga that keep drinking all the kids' drink.
Hell yeah.
That fruit punch ain't for you.
Much love to the uncle that's DJing out of his truck just playing all the shit he like.
Shout out to that one crackhead auntie that be there every holiday.
She don't make nothing but the cornbread.
Right. Much who else we got?
She always want a dollar.
Hell yeah. Much love to that one cousin that's pregnant. She's just sitting there with her shoes off.
Shout out that dude that flipped the meat with his hand. No spatula.
Hey, man, what's some of the shit you like to do on the 4th, man?
On the 4th, man?
Yeah, with
you
the
know
family
what I like
shit.
Do players holiday for me, man.
Yeah.
You know, drink a little bit, you know.
Smoke a little
like
bit.
Yeah.
Drink a little bit. Smoke a little bit.
Yeah.
Hit a little bitch.
Yeah, that's what we be on. You know. Eat good. I want to eat good. Take a little to-go home plate.
Yeah.
You know?
Brady, you cook?
I do.
For real?
What's yes. Your, I cook like a down south southern girl.
No, you know, like for holidays like this, though, everybody got their one little dish that they do. What's your specialty dish?
Stop putting marshmallows on the sweet potatoes.
For real,
too.
For real. I've been waiting on somebody
stop
to say that shit.
Stop putting marshmallows. I don't even know
keep
if
it
you
gangsta,
bring sweet potatoes, but stop it.
Cut.
You
keep
fucking
it
up some good yams, some good sweet potatoes by fluff. Who the fuck want fluff? I don't.
I think my favorite part of 4th of July is the macaroni and cheese.
It's got to be.
Gotta there be. Go. Every holiday.
It's got to be.
If
that
macaroni and cheese
complete,
ain't there, I'm not coming.
I ain't fucking with
and,
you.
And notice she said macaroni and cheese, not mac and cheese.
No.
Because mac and cheese is just sauce and noodles.
Talk
mac
to
and
them,
cheese
bruh
is crap.
White people been, yeah, mac and cheese, sauce and noodles. And
no box,
that's okay.
Nigga.
You talk didn't bake them that? You didn't throw no more cheese on top of it? You ain't crumble up some cheese at crackers and
talk
put it on
to
top
them,
of
bruh
there and put it in the oven? You didn't do that? Yours ain't finished.
Bruh, if your
that's
macaroni
mac
ain't been in
mac
the oven.
Mac and cheese is unfinished macaroni and cheese.
If your macaroni and cheese ain't been in the oven, don't even
it's
fucking
not real
fix me now.
If you don't put egg in your macaroni and cheese, I don't want
none
it.
Who you talking to?
I don't want none.
Who the fuck is you talking to? Don't even put that shit
these
on my plate.
Cooking hoes, that's what I'm talking to.
And you can use whatever type of macaroni. It don't matter, whatever in there.
Elbow macaroni.
Elbow macaroni. You can use spaghetti noodles if you're out of
what
do it.
What?
Nah, bring it
do
back
it. The shit's still going to be good. Just follow the recipe. As long as you don't veer off the recipe.
Much love to all them cooking ass aunties with that
the
little
spirally noodle.
Yeah, with that little elbow fat, the little wing that. Oh, if it ain't
meat
one of them ladies with that little wing, I ain't want none
that
of that
extra
shit
meat.
That little extra meat.
That's
wing
how you able to get a good helping if you a lunch lady.
Man, I love
it. All come from
that,
that
little lunch lady flap.
Let her give me a scoop. She got a bigger flap than you.
Hell yeah, man. This the 85 South Show. Dude. You know what we doing today, bro? We showing love to people that show love to us because it's a holiday, my nigga.
July 4th, that's Independence Day?
Yeah, bro.
What? All right.
Will Smith usually drop a movie around this time.
He did, but he's not in it. They made another Independence
what
Day.
What type of shit is that? I don't even want to go see
it's
it.
It's really not then.
If he didn't want to be in it,
shit ain't
then
good.
You know it's going to be weak.
Is Jaden in it?
No, they got another somebody being
in it. Is Willow in it?
Nope, it's no.
If Jaden Willow or they dad and they mom not in it, fuck, bro. When they movie come out, as
Vivica
a family,
Fox in it.
Like when the new Matrix come out and it's just all
yeah, but
the
she's
Smiths,
not even Vivica Fox
nigga,
anymore.
That shit gonna huh be. So
she's not even Vivica
lit
Fox anymore.
I know, but yeah, she Vivica Fox. She just happy to be in something.
I looked at her different.
No,
ever
she's
since
like, fuck it, they gave
Fox
me a job.
Doing
I'm showing
them plays
up
for a minute. I do them plays too if the check right.
I looked at her
you know
different ever since 50 Cent said she ate his booty. I just. It seemed like all her hard work just went down
oh
the drain.
Man.
Like I don't give
I
a
forgot
fuck
all
man
about that. Why would
shit is
well
hard.
We glad you on the rebound.
So look, so bro, I said we showing love to people who show love to us, man. We got a list of names of people who leave comments and you know, these some cool motherfuckers who fuck with us on the regular. Shout out to
High Priest. These are the people who show us love on YouTube. High Priest.
Mari the Kid?
Yeah. That's Leah D. Nigga named Turn Up. Nigga named Turn Up.
Timmy Turner.
King
Turn
Chamberlain.
Up with the Turner.
My nigga Joa Muntadini.
These are your, okay.
Muntadini.
Cash Washington.
Hold up, bro. Joa Muntadini. That's, nigga, we got everybody fucking with us.
Joa Muntadini.
We got Muntadini fucking with us.
Hey, listen.
Let me speak to Muntadini over here.
Listen to me. You want to talk to Muntadini?
I want to speak to Muntadini over here. Let me speak to
him. You're not a made man, Charlie.
All I want to do is have a conversation with him. Let me speak to him, huh? Put him on the phone. Let me talk to him. Where's Joa, huh?
We are probably fucking up his last name. It's probably the opposite
of
Italian.
Now he don't even listen to this shit. It's Muntadini, you motherfucker.
Fucking Moolies over here. Fuck.
Fucking Moolies. My nigga Cash Washington. I'm scared that's his real
name.
That
is his
real
name.
That probably is his real name.
Cash with two H's. Nigga, you know how much money you gotta have?
And his name is Cash H. Washington.
I feel like if your name on any type of social media is cash or money, you should have bread like that. Like, I feel like you should have bread.
No, just let them aspire.
Maybe shout out to my nigga Cash Washington.
Maybe they a
cashier. Why would you use your nickname and your real last name, though? I don't get that shit.
Dre got the juice.
What kind of juice? Nigga, he got the juice! You heard that song? You ain't never heard that song? You need to get out more.
No.
Nigga, I got the juice!
No. All right, Dre got the juice.
My nigga named Buddy Bex Flexin.
Buddy Bex Flexin.
Buddy, what? How you say? That shit like a blood rhyme, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, this is Buddy Bex Flexin, nigga.
Buddy Bex Flexin. Big and back eating broccoli bit bookies.
Hey, much love to my nigga Simply Khalil.
Khalil.
Yeah.
What's up, Khalil?
Nigga, we got somebody named Bernice who listened to the goddamn show.
Bernice Silvestre.
Hey, Bernice. What's up, Vicente?
Tell
Sandoval.
Everybody we said what's up at that retirement home, Bernice.
Bernice.
We gonna send y'all some of them candy. They don't let you eat no more. The kind of stick together.
And what Bernice had for lunch?
The meatloaf or either the taquito.
Hey, what if
I don't know what they feed.
Hey, Brady, would you holler at a nigga? He told you his name was Dre Got the Juice.
No.
You ain't shout out Vicente Sandoval.
I did shout out Vicente.
You did?
Yes, nigga.
He sound like...
That's my nigga from like Argentina. Yeah. Argentina. If that nigga can't play soccer real good...
Oh, man, he's fucked.
I'm telling you, man.
Vicente Sandoval with the ball.
Vicente Sandoval.
Goal! Another goal for Vicente Sandoval.
He's either a fucking soccer player or Lucha Libre.
Man.
Nigga wrestler with the...
Vicente is neither one of them.
Hey, what is some shit that you should not bring to the cookout this year, Brady?
Kool-Aid. I hate Kool-Aid.
What the fuck is... We're going to kick you off this goddamn show.
I hate
kids
Kool-Aid.
Gonna drink
man,
this.
Man, the white woman and you just said that goofy-ass shit.
Right.
You don't get the fuck off this shit. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for Kool-Aid.
So get she all just going to say the opposite of whatever just, we ask her to do.
I want to see you what make it to that fucking door. How you going to walk past all these black faces after you said some goofy-ass shit like
you got to have Kool-Aid. What if you run out of sodas? What if you run out of drinks?
Nigga, you
that's
got bring Juicy Juice. I don't want
drink.
No damn Kool-Aid.
The kids supposed to drink.
I'm not even about to sit here and listen
if
to
if I
this
see
shit.
One more of them kids with a caffeine-free Coke, I'm whooping y'all ass. I told y'all that ain't for you.
Kool-Aid was there when shit else wasn't
that
there.
That shit is nasty. Shit.
You ever had the Kool-Aid pie?
Nigga, I've been so hungry, I just drunk a glass of Kool-Aid and just was like, nigga, I'm going to be straight till my mama get here now. Nigga,
I'm good.
Nigga, hey, on some real shit.
The work.
This gonna sound crazy, but niggas who drink Kool-Aid gonna know what I'm talking
it
about.
It make you deserve it.
Nigga, why the first glass of Kool-Aid be thick than a motherfucker? Like, that first glass, you be like, nigga, this is some
you
thick
ain't
ass.
Let it settle.
Like, yeah, like, and when you come back like 2 days later, it's regular Kool-Aid.
You
but the first couple
settle,
glasses
baby,
of Kool-Aid
down, baby.
Be thick than a motherfucker. You put ice in there and the ice breaking and shit like... Kool-Aid the fuck ice up, like, straight right off the rip.
Well, you got to put a little hot water to jump it off. All right,
this is what I'm about. This what's going to let me know what type of nigga you are. Do you shake your Kool-Aid or do you stir it when you
make man, I'm not cleaning up all that shit, and I don't want to hear my mama mouth about
so
shaking
you a,
the Kool-Aid.
You a stirrer.
No. Yeah, you got to stir it. And I get
shake,
the spoon
you
going
You don't even
fast.
Drink the shit. You
I
really get
game
you really
strong.
Get just
I used to
lean.
Make it back in the day
then you
and
let
not
the,
shake
then
it.
Then you let the spoon go. And it just
first of all,
yeah,
if you
keeps
smart, you put that shit in a water bottle so you can shake it.
Let the spoon go until that shit.
Man. Nigga, not only do we drink Kool-Aid, nigga, we used to sell Kool-Aid. Nigga, selling Kool-Aid helps supplement my free lunch, nigga.
You see the kind with the sugar in it?
I come to,
if that shit wasn't frozen, I ain't want it.
Nickelback.
Nine bags of Kool-Aid.
The frozen cups, nah.
Now, see, now don't try to jump on Kool-Aid now. Fuck out of here.
That's the only time I like it.
Don't bring it to the cookout, but now you
don't bring
frozen.
No Kool-Aid.
You ain't got an ice cup.
You don't have to bring Kool-Aid because Kool-Aid gonna already fucking be there. Shout out to Kool-Aid. If anybody who work at Kool-Aid watching this shit, send us some Kool-Aid.
All right, well, don't bring no damn salad.
Even if you work at Flavor Aid, send us some of that Flavor Ice. We'll take that shit.
Yeah.
Wilders, we'll drink all kind of Kool-Aid stuff.
Wilders.
Hawaiian Punch. Send us some Kool-Aid, nigga.
No. Hey, yeah, we'll take. And bring back Purplesaurus Rex.
Talk to him.
And the Great Blue Dini.
Talk to him.
And Sharkleberry Finn.
Talk to these motherfuckers.
That's what I'm talking about. Grapeosaurus Rex. Did Clayton, I say that? I said it again.
What's some other shit that they don't need to bring to the cookout this year?
Oh, man. Do not.
Don't bring your new boo. I'm tired of meeting motherfuckers.
No.
Yeah. Stop bringing people around. This family time. I'm tired of you introducing me to strange-ass people, telling me their life stories. Hey, this is my friend Greg. I don't give no fuck about that. That nigga got two plates full of ribs and I ain't even ate yet.
Don't bring nobody to the cookout that just got out that ain't related to nobody at that cookout.
Don't bring that cousin that just got out that keep hugging everybody. Cuz, when you gonna come right. Kick it? I'm not, nigga. You a terrible person.
Never.
You my cousin and I love you, but stop getting my number and stop goddamn hugging me so much. You know that nigga with that rough
they
ass
get
hand?
Drunk.
That nigga who dap you up and hold your hand, like, cut your hand rough. It felt like a dog foot. You never shook that nigga with that dog foot hand? That rough ass dog foot, like, bro.
Is that a paw?
Bro, get that damn paw off me, man.
Hey, don't bring them little cheap ass hot dogs. That's
don't
made
bring
out of everything.
Them little cheap ass hot dogs.
Them shit so little they fall through the grill. It's about 12 hot dogs that slip through the crack. What the fuck?
They be bright red when you pull them out the pack. Then you cook them. Them bitches be pink. Come on, bro. That bitch change color.
Them shits is chicken, beef, pork, some more shit, and everything else. That's what they put in there.
Hey, kids, stop bringing other people's kids to the cookout. If can't nobody say nothing to them. That little nigga that ran through here three times, almost knocked the goddamn iPad down. Now you say something to him, you mad. But don't talk to him like that. I told him to sit the fuck down.
Fuck that. Don't talk to him like that.
Yeah.
Don't bring that attitude. Telling me who the fuck attitude. To talk to whoever I'm talking to.
Right. Don't bring none of your bills to the cookout because ain't nobody going to help you. We all got bills.
Hey, put that goddamn big-ass dog up, too. We know it don't. We know it's supposed to be obedient, but fuck all that shit.
Let's talk about that shit for a minute. I don't know why people who got dogs think that you're supposed to come to their house and love their dog like you love their goddamn dog.
I like dogs I've known.
Get the goddamn dog aisle off the couch with me like that, man.
And my dog's so good.
He like you. He don't be like this with nobody. Well, can you get him the fuck off me? I'm uncomfortable.
Well, how he act when he
big
don't
ass
like
German Shepherd walk straight up to you, put his nose right in your nuts, and get to licking and shit. Well, who you think I am? You just gonna let your dog lick on my zipper?
Right.
Is this a girl dog or what?
He just trying to get a feel for you.
He
about to suck my dick. Hey, get this dog.
Put your goddamn dog up,
no,
man.
Fuck
and
that.
If you got a dog, don't be offended when we don't want to eat over your house.
I know that's right.
We know where that goddamn dog been all in the kitchen and scratching and shit.
If you got roaches, just don't bring nothing.
Right. Bring plates. Look, we know you got roaches, and you know you got roaches, so we ain't going to feel no type of way if you show up with some new napkins still in the plastic.
Right.
Bring some shit that's
sealed.
Don't
bring some shit that you get.
Don't bring nothing from home.
If you got roaches, all your shit got to be sealed up.
It's got to pop when you make it.
Come on, man.
You pop the top, that's got to be the first. We need to break a seal.
And if you do happen to bring some new shit and your shit over there by the regular shit, don't be telling people what you brought. Because, nigga, everybody know.
Right.
Nuh-uh. Just let your shit be regular.
What else don't they need to bring?
Shit. It's a bunch of shit they can stop bringing to the cookout. Don't bring no goddamn macaroni salad. I know that everybody in these interracial relationships and your girl want to be part of the family, but we don't all like that shit. That's confusing as fuck. Cole, you white, though.
There we go.
I'm half white.
That's all right.
That's the half that be eating that shit.
You damn right.
You the type that'll show up with that shit. Y'all want to try it? No. Fuck no.
I made some bomb-ass pasta salad.
Yeah, she showed up with the kale.
Uh-uh.
Your auntie that laid the kale out like dressing and then put the shit on top of it. I thought it was for display. I didn't. It was too tough, baby. We couldn't eat it.
Your grandma mad as hell. What kind of greens is this? They ain't even cooked them goddamn greens.
We just set the chicken on it. We thought they were little placemats for everybody.
Your grandma in the kitchen going off on the cook. Now, look, she cute and all that, but I'm not finna eat no raw ass greens. Fuck that. Now, hell, you better go. I'ma try to be nice to her, but tell her she can take all her little greens back home. We don't eat side greens like that. We cooks greens over here, baby. And that cold macaroni salad ain't hitting no shit neither. You can take that shit with
you. Child, a girl came over Brenda with a bowl of grass.
She brought some grass over here, Lord. Bless her heart. She had a salad with peppermints and raisins and shit all in. I said, baby, you can just put that back in the car. We don't eat that bullshit over here. We Johnsons.
Peppermint.
She done put cashews and almonds all in the salad, baby.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
I could just hear my auntie going off. I don't know who told her to put the goddamn cranberries in the salad.
That should be good sometimes, but.
Hell no. Oh, man. Much
and
love.
Stop putting nuts in everything.
Hey, shout out to I'm people allergic to who got nut and allergies.
Stop putting nuts in every fucking thing.
Talk to him, bro. You sound serious? Then
I ain't got an EpiPen. Damn. I ain't got one. Right, that shit could kill me.
Damn.
Peanuts okay, though. All
right. Shout out to Peanuts.
Shout out to George Washington Carver.
Hey, bro, you ever took a girl home for the holidays and your mama ain't fuck with her?
Yeah.
You ever been that girl?
No.
Like you ever not got
the
along.
Mom always likes
like
me.
Like you ain't never not
did
got
you
along
know?
With a nigga.
Cause my mama put
the
up
mom
a good
always
face.
Likes me.
My mama hey, act nice.
Check this out. Let's keep it all the way gangsta right now. You ever met a nigga mama and she was ugly and you was like, oh, I don't know if I can keep fucking with this nigga. Like keep it for real, for real. Like I done been to, I done met a chick mama. I'd be like, oh, shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
Who you related to in this house? Ain't no fucking way. Y'all related? Oh, I can't believe this shit. I see why your daddy left. I wouldn't stay here for this shit neither.
That's terrible.
No, I just couldn't. I'd be like, man, I'm not about to listen to this shit coming out this face. I mean, I know I fucked up, but the way you talking to me and the way you looking right now.
No, bro, I looked at her ass like I'm bad. Definitely not having kids with this nigga because my baby might come out looking like this bitch.
I don't know.
Say his name.
Nah, I ain't gonna do
that. Nah, don't do him like that. You an say asshole. His
name. I ain't gonna do that.
You ever met a girl mama you ain't like a mama?
Huh? Yeah. Mama's like me, just off rip. It don't matter.
That's crazy.
It don't matter. They like
you probably
me off
put
rip.
Up a big facade.
A facade. That's a big word. I ain't never put up a fence for no bitch.
I mean, for a mom. A mom. So you would say that in front of a mom?
Hell yeah, he would.
Yeah, and she gonna eat it up. I cussed out a crackhead in front of this one girl mama. Because I thought he stole my debit card. But then I found my debit card, and I was too proud to apologize to him. So I just kept the argument going.
He had to change, the topic of the argument. But you didn't have to talk back to me like that, motherfucker.
My problem is your tone.
Sometimes meeting the mom be cool, though, man.
Oh, dude, no.
Especially around the holidays, man.
Nah, they going to be out there, man.
I remember one time I went over to this chick house for a little holiday. Her mama grabbed my dick in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, don't tell nobody.
She said, don't tell nobody?
Don't tell
why
nobody.
You ain't hit it?
I didn't want to because I felt kind of weird. She had a nice grip on it, too. She's like,
ooh.
Have you ever had your dick gripped by an old lady? Like, they know how to grab it. Ooh, look at that meat.
She found your dick off rip and grabbed it right bruh, with you. Like, hey, that's how I grabbed my dick.
No, but see, this is what
how
it was.
How you do it from that angle?
Bruh, she grabbed my shit so accurately. It startled me. Like, you know, niggas don't usually get startled. I was startled. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
You put your hands up.
Yeah.
He put his hands up. It was like, he put his hands up. He made a scene.
No, because the shit she said afterwards confused me. She was like, I thought that bitch was lying. I was like, what the fuck? What type
first
of family
of all, why
is
she having a conversation about your D with her mama? Because
that's what y'all do.
That's what they do.
I'm not telling my mama about how my nigga's D is. It's
you
not going to happen.
Then. You selfish.
Well,
you're damn right. That's why your mama be looking
because
at niggas
what?
Crazy
it's
when
mine.
You bring them over there. You ain't telling mama, this the one
yes,
with the
I
good
am
dick.
Selfish.
Oh, what treat him like?
You don't know about how your daddy be doing.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. Shut
I have
up.
No idea.
You ain't never heard the noise?
First of all my daddy fucked with is black women, so it must be popping.
Oh. What you mean?
I don't know what that means.
I'm lost as fuck right now. I don't know what
it's
the hell
two totally
going.
Different. Well, it must be popping because a whole group of people won't fuck with him.
They don't want to talk about this shit.
I'm just playing.
Shout out to the cousin at the cookout that don't look like nobody.
Who are you?
Oh, original face ass.
This motherfucker original. Always look like somebody semi-famous. You're like, fuck, that motherfucker look like James Harden. But who is it? Who is that?
Unfamiliar face ass. Hey, this is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for tall niggas who don't play sports. They just work at Quick Trip and shit like that.
Yeah.
Regular job having tall niggas, man.
Yeah, give me two Cigarella.
Motherfucking right, man. This podcast right here is for all the Hispanic ladies that work at hotels and make the bed up real good. I know y'all just started listening to the show. Welcome to the family and shit.
This is for the people in the hospital and it's their fault.
Hell yeah. Hey, for some real shit, shout out to my nigga who be listening to the 85 South Show while he in dialysis. I forgot your name.
Yeah.
But, hey, much love to
that's
you.
Real shit.
We really appreciate it, man.
Nah, that's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Hey, tell him keep fucking with
him. Hey, pinch one of the nurses on the ass and just tell him it was the medicine. I'm drowsy.
I'm a little drowsy. I got a little woozy. A little razzle dazzle.
Oh, look, my sugar low. I need an M&M or something.
Yeah, start acting like that little boy, David to the dentist. Like that little boy.
Just pinch her ass. I like dolphins and blue rabbits. Just act crazy around that motherfucker.
Don't do that, bro.
Damn, don't. But I'm just saying, if you want
they gonna trace it back.
You
to
got
them.
All the excuses in the world. Blame it on the medicine.
Blame it on the rain.
Hell yeah. Shout out to everybody who got them unemployed right now. You looking for a job, but you don't really want one. But you got to get one because shit getting real. I understand because we've been there before. You ever been there before?
Oh, man, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm there right
she
now.
She ain't never been there. She rich. She writes songs for a living.
Right.
No, I still have hard times.
You do? What's some of your more recent struggles?
Last job you had.
Don't be embarrassed. This the 85 South Show. Yeah, you. One time
I'm not embarrassed.
Shit, one time we missed two episodes because a nigga phone got
cut. We know you had
a
struggle.
Everybody has struggles.
I know.
Like that.
Sometimes people have real. Most struggles.
When I moved to Atlanta with $500 in a trash bag. I slept on a couch.
Why did you have a trash bag?
Nigga.
You could have put $500 in your pocket. You had big hopes and a little bit of money. You came up here with $500 in a trash bag, all one. Trash bag wasn't even nearly full.
Hold up, my nigga. She had the $500 in the trash bag.
The $500 was not in the trash bag, first of all.
In my mind, it was. It was all one. And it was in a trash bag.
No, my dusty ass clothes was in the trash bag.
Only thing that was in the trash bag. You ain't had no clothes in there. I thought you was going to come up here.
What made you move to Atlanta? You came and fuck with the music?
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Where you from again? Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
What's the county?
Broward.
Yeah, y'all shout it out. That's what y'all do.
Broward County.
Let your Broward
nigga.
County people hear you. Yeah.
Broward.
Because they're
going to
be
no
talking
Coward.
Shit. They're going to come in there. Well, there we go.
You know how many
I knew you had another round.
You know how many people got them from Broward County listen to the 85? So many people from Broward County listen to the 85. You know a nigga name. What's that nigga name who be listening to this shit?
Oh, you talking about which one?
The nigga from Broward.
Bam.
The nigga with the big ass rim, they trying to get when we go down there and be like, bro, I got y'all on the weed. Yeah, but nope. What's that nigga? Shout out to that nigga. I don't want to say his name because he always got a big ass bag of weed on him. He always, when we go down there, he be hooked. Yeah. Shout out to all the Haitian girls and shit, too.
Hey, Sapasse. Naboule.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What else they be saying? Papa Doc and them.
Hell yeah. You know who I want to give a shout out to that I've been meaning to? I got to give a shout out to all them ladies who wear that expensive ass weave. I just want you to know that your hard work did not go unnoticed.
Thank
there
you.
There she go.
That expensive ass weave.
How much it costs? What's expensive ass weave?
Nigga, weave.
What's regular weave? Nigga, what's weave. Expensive weave and expensive ass weave?
Nigga, they got some $3 weave that you can get at the gas station behind the counter.
No, shout out to all the hoes that slinging hair like it's dope.
Is weave like
most
weave?
Definitely.
Like, are there different levels? Is
they
there
a
different
right.
There's there different else? Grades.
There's mid weave. So what if you want some loud hair?
Well, nigga, you better have loud
how
money.
How much is a pack of loud hair?
Shit.
The most money I ever spent on some hair was probably about $800.
Damn.
Was it some perp?
No.
I'm just asking.
It was Malaysian.
Ladies, oh, so that's the, okay.
You do not have to spend $800 on weave.
I did. You it was a month.
You take you $200 and get you some dope ass weave. Then you find a nigga you like and give him $120. That nigga gonna flip that. Then take another $60, buy y'all a half an ounce of weed, go to the crib, fall in love, bitch, you still got $460 left. That nigga believe you got money like that. He like, man, that bitch done gave me $120 just that weekend. I'm fucking with a balling bitch. Like, nigga so dumb.
And you know what?
like, that's what I've been saying, though.
We not smart.
Ladies, y'all really like $400 away from the nigga you really want to have. Like,
we
if
not
you
smart.
Give the nigga you fucking with $400 in cash, then they gonna get his shit together.
Get you a half a wig.
I'm telling you.
Just put that shit on halfway through when you're trying to go out like that.
That's right, goddamn it. But if you got it like that, buy that shit.
I don't know. That shit, I still want to know the price. Expensive ass weave.
Do you be paying to get these girls?
No, I said that's how much I've spent.
But that's expensive ass.
That's expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive.
They got some weave that costs more than that.
I'm sure of it.
God damn. She was like, like she was looking it up online earlier.
She the bitch that'll buy you.
Damn.
That's why they be running up in the weave spot. They strapped up in there, too.
These wigs ain't nothing to play with.
Damn sure, man. Yeah. Much love to all the ladies who just said, fuck it, and went natural. Just fuck that shit. Them bitches probably got $2.3 million.
Nah, but they can do a lot of styles with that.
These
what
motherfuckers
you call
spending $800 a wop. Shit, let me start fucking with the... They probably spending all that on, like, shape.
I want to invite all the natural hair girls to the party, along with the girls with weave. Yeah, to the cookout.
Who invited to the cookout, bro?
They can all come.
Mocha Chanel is invited to the cookout.
Mocha Chanel. Who is that?
That's two strippers. Ain't no way they gonna let have one stripper take both names. Nah, Mocha Chanel.
No, but you know what's funny?
You get one name.
What's funny, if she was a stripper, that would be her fucking name, though. Mocha Chanel.
Who is Mocha Chanel?
Chanel for short.
Damn. Who is Mocha Chanel?
That bad bitch right over there.
Oh, where she at? Mocha Chanel. There we go.
Hey, Mocha.
There we go.
That's Mocha Chanel.
One L or two L? Okay.
She said it like you were supposed to know that shit.
I don't take more than one L in my life, and it's only in my name. Hello.
Yeah, some more shit. Okay. Who else invited to the cookout, man?
Amber.
Let's just say everybody on the couch, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, everybody on the couch. Oh, hey, girl, I didn't even see you.
See there?
What's tea?
See there?
She had her titties out last time she
for real?
Last time she was
they
there.
They big. I missed
don't
them.
Say the car topless. Say the titties.
I want to know what it's like to suck one of them titties.
Hey,
it's big.
That's the type of questions we need answered.
That's who's invited
that
to the cookout.
That is the type of questions we need answered on this podcast.
That's who's invited to the cookout. Everybody with some decent titties. They don't got to be big. Just come decent. On. Just decent.
I want Jocelyn Hernandez to come to the cookout.
I do too.
Jocelyn? Yeah, she can come.
I do too.
Slide through.
Yeah.
What about Rihanna? She can come.
They can come.
Shit. Rihanna can come, dude.
Not only can Rihanna come to the cookout, nigga, I'm fixing her plate.
I'm going to call dibs. I'm going to lick her forehead.
Stop playing.
Dibs. That's me.
Rihanna, I got 3 blunts ready for you. All you got to do is pull up.
You can roll the blunt on my head. I don't give a fuck.
Is Amber Rose coming this year?
She better.
Okay.
China got to come.
Black China pregnant.
China
she can't
and
be
no, China
Rob
and the
Kardashian
stomach
ain't finna come eat all that food. Rob ain't finna eat up all that food, man.
China
Rob, you gotta chill out,
she
man.
She pregnant. She can't be around all that barbecue.
Your shoes leaning, Rob. Chill out, Rob.
Yes, she can. That bitch
Rob,
was just at the club the other night.
That's 3 plates, Rob. Put that back, Rob. Put that back, Rob. Chill
that's
out,
how you
fam.
Talking to him,
Rob?
Fam?
Chill out, fam. Your shoes leaning, fam.
Rob fat ass eating the kale salad.
Damn.
Rob got you. Kanye. Bernie Sanders can come.
Bernie Sanders more than
come,
welcome.
Man. He ain't come on.
He more than welcome.
We gonna get you fucked up.
Nigga.
I know it was tough. It's
you know
up.
If Bernie Sanders coming, Killer Mike coming. They
Killer Mike gonna
like
come. Run the Jewels can come.
Hell yeah.
The whole team. I love Killer Kill from the Ville, man. That's my dude.
I hate to say this shit, but
who can't come?
You know
oh,
who probably gonna stop through.
Don't say
and
it.
Just say hey.
Who?
Fucking Hillary Clinton. This bitch everywhere some niggas at.
No, oh, I hate that shit, B.
Bruh, she gonna pull up,
she bro. Always
she can't
show
come without
up
Bill, though.
She gonna show up and be like, y'all see my little grandbaby? My grandbaby pretty. She got a little black grandbaby on the side of her mind.
She always show up, and she always want to do every dance that ever came out to show how cool she is
Go
black
get
people.
Tasha and them out the house and tell them do the whipping nay-nay.
Yeah. And she be doing it wrong. Right. She be out there trying to Millie Rock on every block. You stop. You fucking it up.
She probably gonna stop, though. Jeez. My nigga Jesse Williams coming.
Oh, Jesse yeah. Williams.
Jesse
gonna
Williams. Go. Jesse Williams gonna be behind the house with all the older cousins smoking weed.
And then he gonna
revolution.
Get into an argument with the nigga on the grill.
Right.
Obama ass need to come.
Why you cooking all that pork, my nigga? Like, Bruh, did you see Barack Obama on TV today? That nigga had a fresh-ass lineup. That nigga lineup was crispy
as
fuck.
He's so fine.
He just not doing the race.
Why everybody
fine? I be his Monica.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, he could Lewinsky all over my dress.
That's why you here, though. I see. That's
what
exactly
did you say?
You heard me.
How did you say it? Say it one more time.
Baby.
No, she say here. It one more time.
He can Lewinsky all over me.
Okay, I just want
that's
to make
why she
sure
here. No, if you ever wondered why she was
she
here,
she thirsty.
That's why she was.
I am not thirsty.
It's all right.
Shout out to my nigga.
I'm thirsty. I'll be thirsty for him. You're damn right.
That's what I just said.
Y'all niggas is tripping.
That's like saying if Oprah Winfrey came in here, you wouldn't be thirsty, nigga.
No.
That is where we differ.
I mean, Oprah can get the dick, but I'm not about to be all up in Oprah's face like that.
Hey, Los Oprah on the island. I mean, I'm coming. I'm not about to just get up.
She told you to tell that to me?
She said
hey,
me.
Tell her I'll be out there in a minute.
She said me?
Me.
You sure?
Oprah probably be slick. She wouldn't even want nobody to know you getting the pussy. She just
thing,
go
though,
outside, turn the car on,
different
and sit
levels
in the car.
Of being
hey,
thirsty.
Hold on. Come talk to me for a minute. Get in the car. Oh, shit, Miss Oprah.
Just started driving. The car just started driving.
Nigga.
No drive.
What? What if you were fucking Oprah, though? She ain't even text you. You just look outside. This nigga standing next to a limo. Like, come on, you know she want that.
He pointing out his watch.
Hey, Oprah want that dick, bro. Come on, get in the car.
You know what time it is.
Yeah, but get in the car, bro. Don't make me.
Sorry, I had to knock you out last time.
You don't even know he knocked you out. You just wake up at Oprah house. Bro, what the fuck? What the fuck are my pants, bro? What day is it? Who else coming to the cookout, bro?
Oh,
who gonna pull up?
This show gonna get canceled.
Man, you know who gonna pull up, man.
He said the show gonna get canceled.
Yeah.
Who else gonna pull up,
bro?
Who gonna pull up, bro?
Oprah definitely ain't coming now. If she do, it's gonna be with a letter of cease and desist.
Nigga, what if Bill Cosby pull up?
I'm putting my hand over my drink. I don't know. What else was I supposed to say at that point, man? Fuck out here.
Bill Cosby gonna pull up. What if Steve Harvey pull up and act like he at the wrong place? Oh, this ain't Richard's cookout. I'm at the wrong motherfucker.
No, that would be dope.
That would be dope. He got to pull up, bro. Smoke a cigar at least.
Yeah. Who else?
Tell the young niggas pull their pants up.
I want Birdman to come to the
nigga, we got
to the barbecue.
He gonna come through with a big ass plate
bottle of
vegan
red sauce.
We got some vegan
ribs.
He
gonna have a big ass bottle of Respect hot sauce
that tastes just like regular
ribs. Put
this
on everything, Playboy. That's my son.
Yeah, the barbecue sauce. He got the barbecue sauce called Respect. Put some respect on it, Playboy.
I put respect on my son's name. Cause that's my son.
Lil Wayne gonna come, but he gonna leave when he see Birdman
right
in there.
Lil Wayne gonna drink.
He gonna come get a to-go plate.
Hell
Lil
yeah.
Wayne gonna drink all the Sprite. He gonna pour it up in a foe. Where all the Sprites at?
We should secretly invite Sierra and Future and see how it turns out.
Huh?
Invite Sierra and Future, but don't tell them.
Sierra and Future? Well, Russell gonna come with them dad jeans on.
You know Russell gonna be there.
Where you get the Michael Jordan pants from, brother? Future
that cousin that pull up, but he ain't gonna get out the car. He's just gonna sit out
right
there in the car. Hey, bring me some reels back here, bro. Is Tiger and Kylie gonna pull up?
They got to.
They gotta pull up.
They got to.
They be
air. Man, Tiger want a Kardashian baby so bad it's sad. This nigga is straight trying to compete with China now.
I
thought Tiger was a Kardashian baby.
Bro, that's gonna be so
not
for
yet.
Me.
I thought he came, ain't he one?
That's so fucked up when your baby mama won't let you have shit by yourself.
So you saying all the Kardashians welcome, they can come?
All them can come.
All them can come.
Actually, they gonna probably pay for the cookout, believe it or not.
Yeah, right now.
Shit.
I don't see that.
They gonna get Entertainment Tonight to pay for the whole shit. You know, on the show.
If it's at
the cookout gonna be crazy, nigga. Once they get a hold of it, this is gonna be a production. Everybody gonna have to sign a waiver and shit.
You seen China cook on her snap?
Nigga.
That bitch is cooking everything at the cookout.
I don't know.
She can cook?
I can't follow nobody on Snapchat. I don't know how to find nobody. I'm looking for the strippers that be naked on that bitch. I'm so sick of seeing regular ass snaps and happy birthdays and drinks and shit. Why y'all bitches always get, not you, I'm sorry, I'm speaking out of anger. But why do the women get on Snapchat and just want to mouth all the words to the rap songs? Bitch, this is not a video.
I don't do that. You get one lip song.
I'm tired of this shit.
Per day.
Keep pointing at the they act like just they swiping down? What is that move? Every song they sing. Who is this for? Well, they do that swipe down, swipe your finger down. You
that's
know
how you know
I'm
they know they
about.
Cute.
They don't never know the words. They don't never know the words.
They sure don't. Shit.
I don't know.
You look so dumb right now. This
example.
Fuck out of here.
If I go on your social media.
Yeah, snap it right now. There she go.
If I go on your social media and I see any pictures with the dog filter, I don't even want to fuck with you no more. I can't do it.
Man, they put the dog filter on the lady
why
in
they
the
like
coffin.
Call, why y'all like the filter. Dog?
They put the dog filter on the lady in the coffin. They did it to somebody's grandma.
You stop fucking playing.
I am not lying.
You stop
check
playing
your
right
memes,
motherfucking
man. I'm
now.
Not playing. They had the dog face on.
I'm tired of this shit.
Fucked up.
Why y'all like the dog face so much but don't like dog ass niggas? We out here.
And why ain't a bunch of dudes posting pictures with the cat face?
I do not know.
This nigga got ears in. Scratch the screen.
Stop that shit, man.
That's what it does. I tried it. It don't work. It do not work. It don't make you look manly.
This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for niggas who steal chargers if ain't nobody phone plugged into it.
Who charges
oh,
this,
me.
Bro?
Is you? Oh, that, this
all
mine.
Day.
Ain't there nobody.
Don't
hey,
your
this was mine.
On
this
me. It's
because I had mine with me.
This is for people who never stay at their own house, so they charge afraid and could start a fire at any minute. Stop that shit, motherfucker, where the wires is actually showing. Because you always roll it up.
Exactly, nigga.
Took a lot of explaining.
Motherfucker.
But fuck
right.
it. You know
how
the
you,
fuck
how
I'm
you liking
about.
This 85 South Show?
I like it. I feel at home.
You
do.
We know
a
you
bit.
Like it. You still
you
here.
Did. You just look like.
If you didn't like
you
it,
know
you
who she
left.
Looked like, bro?
Who I look like?
She just looked like the dope man girlfriend. Like, you just date the nigga who sell the real dope. Like.
Like nah, I don't.
You don't fuck with drug dealers?
I don't, though. I don't date dope dealers.
Why not?
That's good.
I'm scared.
Because she don't want to lay down. You going to lay down. You going to do the time for me.
You ever thought about selling drugs?
I am the bitch that'll hold you down,
yeah,
though.
I lied to you, but don't you lie to me. It's Lil Kodak, the Fundez kid, boy, who hot as me.
That's poetry, my nigga.
If I did date poetry. A trap nigga, and he
told
went
the
in,
doctor
I was,
I'm
going to hold him down.
The kid. I smoke broccoli.
Why
I'm sorry, I could not finish it. I could not finish it.
What you say?
I said if I dated a trap nigga, I would hold him down.
I don't believe that.
So you would go mean? To jail for him?
I didn't
oh,
say
here
that.
We go. No, that's damn. A problem. Well, that's holding me down. You hold down these pounds.
No, I ain't going to jail for no guy.
That's out.
Remember Chris
I'm not
Brown,
going to jail.
Take me down.
That's fine.
Hold these pounds.
No.
Yeah.
I hide it.
Hold these pounds.
No.
Hold them.
No.
I ain't saying just stand out on the corner. Hold
I'm good.
Them shits, but put them in the house, tuck them somewhere,
nigga.
And make sure they hear when I come back. What's so hard to understand?
Okay,
mind,
that's
sorry.
Different, but I'm not sorry. Going to jail for you, bro.
Okay, well, if they in there, that's yours. What you think I'm going to come down there and say, hey, look, I'm sorry. It was a little mix-up. I told we both going to jail, so you might as well stay in there and let me.
Excuse me, officer. Wait a minute. You made a mistake. You locked my girlfriend up. That was my drugs, sir.
I don't even know him. Who is he?
Right. Hey, look at the TV. That right. should say vaginal. Did you catch
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was vaginal evidence.
Wow.
I don't know why Forensic Files is on. But
bro, that shit dope. Because we on some intellectual shit here at the 85 South Show. This
on Forensic Files, bro, you learn there is semen on
this
everything.
This podcast is for niggas who...
Everything got semen
this
on.
Podcast for niggas who studying to get their GED right now.
You got to study.
That deserves a hand clap.
Can't you just get it?
It's for niggas who about to go get their GED.
They get a spinning diploma.
Motherfucking right, man. For all my niggas who about to enroll in barber college, man. Starting over.
Just cut hair. Get good.
Get good.
Right.
Man. Yeah.
But that's who this shit is for, though, man. I don't know if you know that shit, but whatever. I'm about to get the fuck out
who
of here.
Who else is it for?
Who else is it for?
Yeah. Who else? Yeah. This is for the people at the cookout that come to the cookout.
That ain't brain shit.
The auntie that grab your dick.
Let's talk about this.
Give
shit,
it up bro. For the auntie to grab your dick.
I look, bro, you gonna have to stop bringing that shit up because when you say that shit, people think that mean like my real auntie, like my mom.
I said the auntie. I didn't
like,
say
oh,
your
I thought
auntie.
You were talking about the personal story.
No,
it wasn't my real auntie. It
now
was this,
you just why do you
it
stop talking?
It was this lady that
you're
my uncle was fucking.
I know. Why do you?
My
know
uncle was fucking this lady. He met at the liquor store.
Where on the doll did she touch you?
In the middle part. She touched me on my middle part. It was all right, though. It was.
Let's go do the therapy. Talk him through
I knew
him
she
out,
was
Brady.
A different type of lady because she used to drink her beer through a straw.
Why?
I don't know. He met her at the liquor store.
Why would you even be around her?
I don't know why. I was a child then when she...
Well, wait, so she molested you?
No, she just told me how to be a man. She did.
So really, we should be thanking her right now.
I mean, shit.
She made this nigga get a job.
Oh, he learned how to pay shit. A bill.
Hey, shout out to Backwoods just for keeping it so motherfucking real, man.
Backwoods?
Backwoods.
They gonna send us some?
They did. I meant to bring some for y'all, but I just been smoking them.
Them shits are way too harsh for me, man.
Me about 100 blunts, man.
Every time you roll it, they look like...
Anybody needs some Backwoods, let me know. Shout out to Backwoods for keeping it all the way real.
Them shits look like a little voodoo stick when you roll it.
They sent me some limited edition Backwoods.
What was so limited edition about them?
You're not supposed to smoke them then.
These motherfuckers, I got some... I don't even know if I'm supposed to have them. These are called the Master's Reserves.
I ain't smoking no more Master's.
I don't know which Master's they were. I think it was the slave owners, but...
It's too many slave owners in blunt wraps. That shit fucked up.
You saw the shit with the Jack Daniels? They just found out that the slave had the recipe for the Jack Daniels. Yep. Shout out to all the real niggas who been had the recipe.
His name was Nearest Green. Yeah. Shout out to him. And now
I wonder
Jack
if
Daniels
the nigga related to Nav Green. We're going to ask Nav if them.
He looked just like Nav. I saw a picture. Bruh, if Nav had a big mustache.
Look, I was. They said Hennessy been out since like 1863, so that let me know that slaves drunk Hennessy too.
Hell yeah,
nigga.
I don't think they.
Next
did.
Time I'm y'all need to have you, some. Hennessy.
I think they was drinking whatever my man was making before,
bro.
They was drinking that Jack Daniels before it was Jack Daniels.
Hey, keep fucking with the 85. They was drinking. South show. If you thought the 4th of July show was crazy, wait till we do the Black History Month show, where we actually have to tell you about all the niggas who invented shit that got forgotten about.
I was on there the last time. That's a whole nother year away.
Nigga, when my granddaddy...
You want to drop some Black History nigga, now? Never heard. Jesse Williams started it.
No, listen.
Hey, if you don't say a Black History fact every fucking day, you ain't black right
you
now.
You ain't black.
Right.
I'm going to give y'all a Black History fact straight from my granddaddy. My granddaddy said they've been smoking blunt since the 50s.
Yeah, I believe
him. I did not know that shit.
I believe
they him. Smoked out of doobies, though.
No, nah, he
out
said...
Out of papers.
He said they were smoking blunts
What you think
50s.
Scooby-Doo was about? Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
You see how what
Where
you said.
Where are you? I got something to do now. That means I'm trying to buy this weed before I got to go in here to work.
How did you put all that together?
Come on, brother. Look, you got to look beyond.
And is that the surface? Is that a Black History fact?
She said doobies. I just felt like any facts. Yeah, at least one Black. Yeah, Scooby-Doo had Harlem Globetrotters on there.
Man, you travel a lot. Where have you been recently that had some good-ass weed?
Connecticut was all right.
Shout out to the plug.
Nigga, I just came back.
Where you come back from?
I just came back from Texas, and that weed was so motherfucking good. It put me to sleep.
It was good? That's good.
Because
I got some bullshit in Texas. I got a pound for $50 in Texas.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was a Mexican dude, and it was the size of a wallet. It was. 50, yeah, a pound.
Did you pay for it in pesos money?
Man, nah, I gave him some doubloons. I had a little leftover pirate treasure. You know, I'd be out here pillaging this shit. You know, I ain't no motherfucker. Hey,
you ain't
fuck
sure,
all that. I'd be state to state, OT like motherfuckers. I bought some weed. Hey, look, I remember I sold that dude. He thought I had 2 pounds. It was rabbit food.
The fuck?
I learned that from Lil Boosie.
What?
Yeah. I'm the only nigga Jack without a gat.
Talk to him.
Thought I had a block, but it was melted candle wax.
Shut the fuck
out of here.
This nigga got trap tails and everything.
Come on, man. What you talking about?
How was your 4th of July, man? From the future. Bro, you brought that shit to the show, talking to motherfuckers from the future.
I mean,
what is going on today?
In the future. It's only so much future that you can listen to start to be
this
in
what
the
I
future.
Want y'all to do. Tell niggas how to turn up right now at the cookout. Say the cookout then died down a little bit. How can you bring the cookout back?
Get the aux cord from whoever fucked it up.
Definitely.
Whoever
find a bitch
played
get
that
on
2 hours of flowetry need to sit their ass down somewhere.
Ooh.
I like Florida, but not for no 2 hours.
You all got to take shots. Everybody got to take shots.
You going to get fucked up with your granny.
You damn right.
Bring a substance. If you know y'all get to it.
Some
if
type
you
of
know
substance.
Y'all drink, don't show up without no drink. If you know y'all smoke, show up with smoke. And come you know on. What? You know what's not acceptable?
What?
Just showing up with blunts.
Right.
Come on.
That's not equal to the weed. Speak. Hey, I got blunts. I don't give a fuck.
Come on, speak to him.
I got weed. I'm going to go to the store, get my own blunt, and smoke my weed. Now, what you going
to
do?
Speak to him.
Fuck out of here. Like that's the missing
Don't
key.
Come and smoke and then try to get you a to-go plate and leave. Nah, nigga.
Damn.
sit, chill.
Yeah, be uncomfortable. We know you socially awkward. Sit your little weird ass down.
Sit the fuck down.
Be weird. Get roasted on by whoever at the picnic. I get a little paranoid when I'm high. Well, sit your dumb ass down.
right quick. That's what it is, man. That's how you bring the cookout back.
Yeah, man. Stop trying to leave. Stop trying to dip.
What would you play, though? Like, once you got the aux cord, what would you play?
Some twerk music. Hell, I want to see my auntie twerk.
Everybody don't want to see twerk, that, man.
That is hilarious.
I'm going to take my shit old school. I'm going to have the whole family lit. I'm not playing that.
You're going to do Frankie Beverly?
Yes,
I'm
you got
not
to.
Playing that.
Was that
guess
Frankie
what, guess what
I
I'm,
think it was.
I'm going to bring the shit right back with two little words, nigga.
What?
Deep, deep, deep. That's it. That's when they hear that shit, niggas going to be like, oh, shit, nigga. Electric slide time. I'm talking about that's when your grandma get from behind the walker, and your granddaddy getting up out the wheelchair. Nigga, that's the electric slide. Yeah. it's over with.
The electric slide, that's their fault.
And that song like 12 minutes long, nigga.
All them songs old.
They all long.
They
all
try to say songs don't be saying nothing. Now, listen to them old songs.
Sheet.
What's that one joint? Get down on it.
Right.
Get down on it. Get down on
it. If you really want it.
Get down on
it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
That was all the words.
Ad-libs. If you want to.
I'm going to fuck them up and play some Betty Wright because I want to hear some old stories.
Oh, you want to hear some nasty songs.
I want to hear some old stories.
Make your grandma turn it off.
That I had to get grown to figure out that these
tonight's
old
the
songs was nasty as hell. The cleanup woman ain't about cleaning up. That's about stealing niggas' boyfriends.
First of all, she was 14 when she sang the song.
Who the fuck knew that?
Fast Ass.
That bitch was 14.
That was her original name. Right. They had to say, look, you got to dial it back a little bit.
Betty Fast Ass Wright. Betty, that's my godmama, though. Don't do that.
But Betty Wright is
Betty Fast Ass Wright.
Everybody.
That is going on her...
Hey,
that's
man,
on the Wikipedia.
You gonna stop coming on this show?
All y'all out there, put that on the Wikipedia.
You gonna stop
that.
Coming on this legend. Bitch and disrespecting legends, man?
She's a legend, okay?
I didn't say she wasn't. You want to talk about? Oh, well, you not gonna shout out Marvin Cease?
He coming.
The candy liquor?
He coming to the cookout.
Jody,
Mr. Jody will be at the cookout.
He said, "Jody, we'll lick you up."
Hey. Jody will lick you down. Nigga, stop.
Turn around.
These niggas gonna
lick
know that
you
we for
all
real.
Around. He was eating the booty way before it was acceptable.
Nigga, come on, bro. Talk to him.
Way before it was acceptable.
Talk to
he
him,
said
dog.
He wanted to be the candy licking. That's the whole song. Candy liquor.
Would you do it?
What?
Eat the booty.
No.
Eat the for what, man? I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to live healthy. I'm trying to cut back on pork. You think I'm going to pick up on
I was just thinking that same
you better
shit.
Better eat these groceries, like, boy.
I'm eating turkey bacon in the morning, baby. Egg whites. You think
it's
I'm
going to go for you.
I was
thinking the same shit. Like, I don't even really eat chicken like that no more.
Nigga, if you ain't eating the groceries, I ain't fucking with you.
Well, you're going to be lonely.
No, I'm not.
Why would you want that?
I ain't eating no.
Why would
we
I
ain't
not
even
want
got
that?
Bidets over here like that.
Mm-mm. Hell no. That's the only way you can love me? Shit, no. Is it your birthday or something?
It's my birthday every day.
You just want your ass ate just on a Tuesday?
Have you ate your ass?
No. How did I eat my own ass?
Stick a finger up there and eat your ass. See if your ass is eatable.
What do you think?
Don't have me trying to taste
about
your cooking.
What do you think about
if you
a nigga
cook, don't
after
you
first of all, if you a
bi- you
first of all, if you a bitch that went taste your own shit, then you dirty.
Not
why
the
why
shit.
Would
you,
you even lay down with a nigga?
Shit.
I think she meant pussy.
I'm talking
she
about, I'm
like
talking about pussy.
Shit.
Like if you
okay, well, just yeah. Say that, okay, because that was real.
Are you talking
sorry.
About
it came out wrong.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna never sound right. God damn, that shit made my legs hurt.
What you was about to ask me?
Nothing. I ain't got shit to ask you after that.
The nasty level.
Look nasty.
The meter go to 10, but she turned that bitch to 11.
She up there. No, we can't sit here and flex. Much love to all the niggas who ate ass and that bitch ain't talking to you, so you don't know if you did it right or wrong.
Why did you do it?
Like it's some niggas.
You should be left with that dilemma.
In
you
between
deserve
right
that.
Now, like man,
you bit off more than you could
right,
chew.
Like man, I done ate her ass. She ain't texting back fast like she was. Like
because shit was wet.
Man, I don't know.
How you being that? Because, see, I was just in there like.
You got you ask, bro, how long was you eating that? Nigga, I ate that about 22 minutes. Oh, nigga. You know you don't supposed to
okay,
eat no ass no 22
like
minutes.
A...
Look at that nigga shaking his head, bro. For real
right.
Shit. You know you
right.
Can't eat ass no longer than 8 minutes. You fucking gross. 8 minute maximum.
it shouldn't be like an all day thing. Like it's the in and out. Like
I tried to blow on
you
it
down
like a
there, now you what back somewhere fuck? Else.
What if a nigga don't? What if the nigga don't eat the ass? Just, hey, look, see how I do it, but I ain't gonna do it. I just stopped by the booty. You saw that? Like I would eat it, but I ain't gonna eat it. I could have ate it. You saw? I could have ate it. Could have ate it, but I ain't eat it. I could have ate it. Playing with it. You gotta be quicker than that. You gotta be quicker than that.
Ooh, almost got it.
Oh shit! Stop by the booty real quick. Then back to the pussy. I got to go to the house.
Hello. Said hello to the pussy hole. Went around by the booty hole.
Hung out at the booty for about 3 licks. Got on up out of there.
Put my coat on and left.
I ain't even get out the car. I just made a loop.
Went around the cul-de-sac. Hold on,
man. He made a loop. That's too good. That's too fucking
horrible.
Good. You all right? How's your booty?
I'm good. It's great. It's great.
Oh, shit.
Y'all stupid. I can't I'm not messing with y'all.
I can't wait for Fly to come back. He going to make her pull her ponytail off.
Oh, man.
First of all, I don't even wear my hair like this a regular.
You do kind of got your Jenny from the block on today.
This is regular.
I took my weave out.
For real?
Yes.
It's okay.
And I washed it.
That's what's up.
As you should.
Hung that shit back up. That shit
you
would have
came in
there
and that weave
right
smelled like a bunch of pennies.
It would have been a problem.
Yep.
You would have tried to roast.
No.
And I would have had to get you together.
We wouldn't have tried.
You going to get them together?
But we would have succeeded.
Oh, shit.
You can't be.
Tell them who this podcast is for one time.
For people with synthetic hair who don't want to. And then that shit get in our eye and we got to go to the emergency room because we almost go blind.
Right.
Because I don't know what that shit made out of, but it feel like it's dipped in bleach. Shit got in my eye. Fuck my shit up.
Shout out to all the strong, independent women out here that's struggling like a motherfucker.
I clap for my own self.
That's all right.
Quit being so mean.
Independence Day. I don't need no barbecue.
Oh, shit. Man, this has been a dope-ass holiday. I'm glad y'all stopped through the cookout, man. You got anybody you want to say hello to or give any shout-outs, wish well, or stunt on any bitches who thought you wasn't going to make it?
Hold off on that one.
Do you have any bitches who doubted you?
Say that bitch's name. I ain't gonna do that.
I want that.
Why would I give them fame or popularity for hating? I'm not even gonna do it. I just cussed a nigga out while we were sitting here, okay?
For real?
Do a text?
You so professional.
How many emojis you put in your cuss out?
A whole bunch.
Because I don't take nobody's emojis serious in a cuss out.
Caps
lock. Listen. Any nigga call theyself Wonder Man need to kill themselves, okay? You're Wonder not
man.
A Wonder.
Wonder Man. So now everybody who they gonna
Wonder
know.
Man.
They gonna know that she been fucking with Wonder Man.
Nah, never happened.
Oh, okay.
That's but you cussed him out. Who Wonder Man?
Exactly, a nobody.
Is that a superhero?
It's not even real.
I know it's a Wonder Woman. Is that a Wonder Man?
This nigga might be a gangster.
Hey, it's me, Wonder Man. He got on the same shit Wonder Woman got on. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Wonder
Put
Man.
Some clothes
on, Gary. That's Clayton English saying that shit. I respect
nigga, you famous
your
now.
I don't
feel
know
good.
What
Who
you
is
got.
Wonder Man? I'm just asking. Hey, look, don't pull
hey, man,
up on
he
me.
Gonna blow
just,
up
that's
on
the question
you.
Of the day.
He gonna blow up on you. Yeah, bitch ass nigga said my name on the podcast.
Hey, time, for this nigga who think I ain't Wonder Man.
It's time to go and drop the album on these fuck nigga, man. My name out
nah,
here.
Nah, he African. Street. It's gonna go more like, ah, baby, why you put me on blast? Why you do that?
Hey.
See, people wonder this, wonder that.
Wonder this.
No wonder, I wonder, man. You wonder woman. Fuck her.
Hey,
okay.
What you not gonna
wonder
do
these,
is
wonder that don't wonder sheet.
What you not gonna
you
do
don't
is
wonder sheet. I wonder man.
You're not gonna get on this show and disrespect African people. That's what you're not gonna do.
I didn't,
first
we're
of
not
all.
Disrespecting them. We disrespect
my
him.
African people.
That's right.
For real,
God
they
damn.
Know it. I don't work with my Africans, but in
bro,
Nigeria,
we got like,
they know how they sound.
We got
they
like
that,
nine niggas
shit.
From Tanzania who listen to this
man,
show.
Man, Tanzania, they'll right. snap on your bro, ass too.
We got 31 niggas from. Somalia that listen to the show religiously.
Man, I got a partner out there in Zambia
nigga.
Who got the hyena puppies for the low.
I got two.
If you ever wanted to get you a spotted laughing hyena, you know.
I got two light-skinned chicks with dark-skinned elbows that live in Cape Town.
Cape
they
Town.
Listen to every episode, bro.
Man, well, you know, I know a Liberian girl.
I know seven Kenyans. They live in New York.
You know
but they
seven
Kenyans,
Kings.
Though. They live in New York, but they from they Kenyans.
They Kenyans.
I'm telling you.
I thought you said
Kenyans. Bro, this show, this 85 South show connected all over the motherfucking place.
You know
we've been around the world, man.
That's what I'm. Every episode, I just try to get people to understand what we're doing over here.
People used to watch us on Hell Date in Africa.
We over here.
Shout that out. Remember?
We was over here.
We had the African people.
That's why. That's how I got the 10 people from.
Well, you should have more by now.
Yeah, I don't know how old they are.
Well, they might not got the internet.
I'm personally sending an invite to all the Africans to come to the cookout.
I don't know if all of them.
Yeah,
that's a lot of.
Bring some suya, nigga. I'm hungry.
Bring some what?
Some suya.
What's that? And you saying it wrong.
How you say it?
I don't even know what it is, but I know yo.
Bring some fufu.
What is it again?
Some suya.
Are y'all beefing because y'all two different kind of light skin?
I guess so. Like, that's, I don't understand.
I've been like, God damn, like, they just don't agree about shit.
It's nothing.
Look, all I know is. All I know is, I came in here and it's something about.
What happened, bro?
It might be one half of her that just feels the need to be better than everybody else.
You got to acknowledge the privilege.
I don't know if it's just you got to be like, I have to be. I don't know.
I'm totally not like that.
She's trying to Russell Westbrook me.
How?
She's trying to be an alpha light skin.
That's what it is.
And she keep going to the hoop.
I feel the tension. It's real. And y'all got me in the middle of this shit.
I don't have tension.
It's not real.
It's real.
Mm-mm. He was real nice.
That shit.
I was.
I fuck with you.
I know.
Y'all faking love.
I remember.
This fake love shit is gross. We keep it all the way real.
No, I know her from the. She was at the thing.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See?
We know each other way back.
Already.
Hey, you ever got into it with a motherfucker that you rolled with, but you just had to play it cool till you got close to your house?
Hell no. I got Uber, nigga.
Oh, those days are over with.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, but what if you don't know how long it might take to Uber.
Right.
Uber ever been going the opposite way that you are? Hey! They should just have a little, like, walkie-talkie feature. Hey, you fucking up, bro. Hey. Turn that stupid shit around, man.
Hey, this one scared the fuck out of me.
You drove 10 minutes the wrong way.
This shit scared the fuck out of me the other day. I'm sitting there fucking with my phone on the GPS, right? This shit said I was 1 minute away from myself if I walked.
Shout out to all the bitches that go to Miami for Memorial Day weekend and order Uber, but they always cancel it out at the end and say they had a bad trip, so they get a refund.
I did not.
I
did not know.
Listen, and they will refund every motherfucking trip.
I've been real too frivolous with my five stars.
But check this out. I did not know that it was so many fine ass broke bitches. Like, they be real fine and be real.
It's an epidemic.
Like, when the holidays come, like, they go to Miami and shit, be 11 deep in the hotel. One bitch slept in the sink.
Yes.
I saw one girl.
Damn, this bitch in the sink, sleep.
One girl went down there.
Leaning up on the mirror, just knocked out. I was like, this bitch in the sink, sleep, nigga.
One girl, she was sleeping in the closet. On a hanger. They had a bunch of bitches.
This bitch just hung herself up on a hanger, man.
Maybe she didn't want to get
wrinkled.
She
was in a little clothes bag. She zipped it up about halfway. Knocked out.
Two bitches in the tub.
Come on, man. Crazy. Bitches sleeping like Willy Wonka.
They sleeping in shifts
like
and
Willy
shit.
Walker's
wake up, bitch. My turn to go to sleep. We love them, though. I don't give a shit.
Oh, man.
You still fuck with them?
Hell yeah.
No, y'all shouldn't be doing that. Don't go that deep nowhere.
I'm telling you, dog, you got to. Like, if you successful and you got a few dollars, you got to fuck with people who don't have shit.
So I mean, 11 people, statistics are like 1 in 10, so.
Yeah.
Listen, if like all 11 of y'all fit in
one of y'all going to die. One of y'all going to kill the other one. Somebody's sick, don't need to go.
Shut the fuck up.
10 people? One of y'all, son. That's too many people.
That's too many people, man.
5 people?
The numbers start trailing off.
Hey, everybody all right? We good? 10 people. Everybody okay?
Hell no. I can't find my key.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
What time we leaving? I got to run to the house real quick. Like, all type of shit start happening, man. All right, man. Y'all ready to get the fuck out of here? This shit has been crazy, man. This has been a dope-ass holiday. We recorded this podcast in the future, and we brought it to you live from July the 4th, 2017.
And that's possible now. You can totally do
this. This shit is recorded from 2017, so you can listen to this shit for 2 years straight.
If you want to know you want to know who the president is?
Talk to him.
They
fucked it up.
They fucked it all the way up. It's just us, baby. It's
nigga,
speaking out for yourself.
Since we keeping it all the way real, we ain't even supposed to be here.
We working off the honor system. Just, we trust everybody to keep doing what the fuck they doing.
shit fucked up right now. It might be raining. You probably sitting at the crib mad with a whole bunch of food in
but
the
fridge. But keep in mind, you can still change this.
That's right.
You can still, you know, it's up in the air.
You was right, guys.
Because we came back.
When all that fails, go to strip
shit,
club.
But you could do something different.
We would tell you how we got to the future, but then you'll be worried about my motherfucking business.
Then y'all be trying to show up and send me text. Oh, you go to the future. Y'all fuck with nobody
really?
No more.
Really?
Right.
Bitch, you ain't even here. What are you talking about?
How did you get this number?
Damn. Damn, Los. Damn, so you and Clayton just go to the future? Don't say shit, huh? Goddamn, bro. That's that wilding out shit, huh?
Hey, man, next time you go to the future, take me with you.
You know you gonna have that one bitch.
I ain't gonna touch nothing.
You gonna have that one bitch like, and you brought that light skinned bitch with you.
Hey, bro, on some real shit though, bro. What them future hoes we talking about? They be ready for
Man, and them hoes in the future, they say anything about me?
There ain't nobody said.
But what about the shit I did? Cause I've been doing a little bit of shit, so I figure in the future they gonna have to start.
Hey, bro, am I still alive next week? That what's up, bro? That what's up? Nigga, you seen me?
For real?
Hell yeah, bro.
I ain't see you. But I looked at your Instagram.
Oh, nigga, what I was playing, nigga. How many likes I would get?
Oh, you was out.
Future lit. My hair got longer, nigga.
Hey, man, when you go to the future, tell me I said what's up.
Hey, man, just see if I'm healthy or not, my nigga. What's your future looking like, Brady?
Bright.
It's bright?
Hell yeah.
Like, why? Like, what you doing?
Because that's what they tell you. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
talk to these niggas from the future.
What you doing in the future?
What I'm doing in the future?
Yeah, we in the future right now.
We in the future right now.
So what you doing in the future? What you want to tell you in the past?
You not lit.
What I want to tell me in the past is, bitch, do not come here next time without a hairdo.
Who?
Me.
Oh, your shit straight?
Yeah, it's good.
I thought you had a hat on.
Don't be taking us serious.
Shit like a cool-ass hat. I thought it was a little hat with the fuzz and shit on it. I like that bitch.
I
didn't know.
I ain't say that.
I thought it was a buzzer. I like that shit. You keep that. That's your 85 South show hashtag.
Oh, no.
Good. Yeah, if you come in here with anything
you come
different,
in here to work,
we ain't
don't be
gonna
trying to be cute.
You.
Don't be trying to be cute.
We not gonna know you no more. We gonna trying act to be super cute. Brand new. Who the fuck is you?
Who is this?
Don't reintroduce yourself.
Right.
You need to. Last girl we saw washed her hair.
Right. You need to look like you every time you come to this motherfucker. Like, who is this? Who is this? All right. So that's it. You ain't got shit else from the future.
No, I'm done.
You see why I'm told you, man. She ain't worth fucking with. She in the future up here just not doing shit.
So now I'm not worth fucking with.
You in the future doing the same shit you was doing in the past. I ain't doing too much. Why the fuck you
shit
in the
happens.
Future? You should have stayed in the fucking past. We in the past doing futuristic shit.
Listen.
You doing past shit. That's lame as
in
fuck.
In the past, I was getting money. In the future, I'm getting money.
Man, that's so lame. Just the future. Money ain't even shit.
It don't matter no more.
Don't even fuck with money
we
no more.
We pay for shit with pickles.
Man.
Pickles.
What?
Everything is pickles.
It's the honor system. These niggas know it's coming right back. Fuck wrong with you?
Right. For real. Oh,
I know who I'm not bringing to the future again.
You are so
shitty.
No,
this shit didn't really work out like I thought it was. Like, damn.
No, she cool, but she mad past tense.
Yeah.
She past tense. Now, I can see if you was present tense in the future.
Did you see what we did?
You past tense?
We didn't even tell you we was in the future till we was about to leave. And now you done. Well, I'm just chilling.
It done fucked her head up. Her nose started bleeding.
These niggas
futuristic. It's too much for it. Everybody can't take time travel.
Right.
It's not for everyone.
I ain't never really been around no futuristic niggas.
When,
like later on, when they in the car, all the homegirls gonna be like, "What the futuristic niggas was on?"
I don't really like want to disturb what you guys doing, but like, could you take me back to the past?
No.
Yes, cause y'all corny.
Look, she be worried about shit she ain't got to worry about. Look, can you take me back to the past? It's getting late, and I ain't really trying. To. And look, you
we travel through time.
Like, look, I don't know what you tripping about. We already fucked 2 weekends ago. Like, what?
Oh, for real? Was okay. Well, I'm straight. I
we ain't fucked 2 weekends ago. You already said you don't eat booty.
I don't. I would not.
Right,
I don't.
We
I can't.
Cool.
I can't. You light skin.
But in 2 weeks, you're going to realize the
she
value
light skin.
Of
you
not
can't
eating
eat
booty.
Her booty. You'll see all the details. Like, no, I can't eat your booty. I can't eat your booty. The hair growing back. I can't. I can't.
It's
I can't.
Prickly. It's prickly.
It's prickly.
Nah, it's always it hurts. Prickly. Down there.
The hair growing back. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'll catch you later.
You say no to hairy asses, Juicy J.
Yeah, just stop right by the booty. Made the loop, came on back.
Woo wop the bam, came back around.
Yeah, man, went down there by the booty on the whoop de whoop. All right, man, this shit is crazy.
Oh,
Let's, hey, did y'all enjoy yourself?
Man. Y'all awesome, man. Shout out to these headphones for one more time.
Hey, man.
Thank you for coming. Hey. We had a great energy. We're
going to leave it. We're going
to need a little estrogen.
We do. You going to come back? We're going to ask the audience, should we have you back?
They're going to be like, hell no, that bitch was boring.
I can't wait. I'm like, nah, fuck her. She wasn't, you know what I mean? She thinks she cute and shit. Y'all don't need that. That's so for the
dude. So you say, as a comment prediction?
Yes. Comment prediction.
What you got, a comment prediction for yourself? What
hell
you got?
Yeah, they like, that bitch was boring. Don't bring her back. Mm-mm. Her IG not even popping like that.
How many followers you got?
It's regular.
How many?
Only like 9.
Okay.
9 followers?
9,000.
Oh, okay.
You know what that means. Stop.
I got 9. I got literally 9 people following me. Y'all need to follow me more often. I don't know what it is. If I keep posting that I'm out of town, I'm sorry. Hey, you don't never go
what
nowhere.
I do have is a lot of fake pages, though.
Hey, you know what?
You got
dope?
Fake pages?
We find one almost every day. People? No, people catfish other people with my pictures.
What's the picture they use the most?
Let me show
What's the pose that you do?
Hey, you know.
No, I want you to tell it. Explain it to the people out there, the pose that you're doing of the picture that they use the most for catfishing. Are you on a sink?
Am I on a sink? No, I'm standing next to a bed.
Oh, okay, I was gonna ask, was it bathroom or bedroom?
Some motherfuckers love you too much on Instagram. Yeah, they be like, "Hey man, post a picture. I ain't seen you in a minute."
Yesterday I was Brady Too Lit. Now today I'm just Brady. It's real life, very real.
Oh, that's you. Crazy. So people try to be you by being you.
The fake page got more followers than
it does. No, the fake page has more followers.
That motherfucker better at being you than you are.
Yeah.
And you need to let them
do your shit.
It's a gay dude. He be like, bitch.
Let's work together. We the same person, baby.
Hey, it's a gay dude. It's a gay dude like, bitch, give me your life. You don't know what to
the
do with it.
The fake person got a whole SoundCloud.
I'm about to show you how to slay your own life, bitch. Give me your
girl.
Life.
Hold on. Let me show you something right
he
quick.
He waiting on her to post some shit he can steal. Give me. Yes, bitch. Give me all them pictures.
Let me tell you. I post a picture. He left
DMs on your shit talking about, yeah. I see you trying to take my style.
It's real
you can
life.
Taste it, but don't take
the
it.
The fake page leaving comments like, I would never wear no shit like this.
If you think this me, you a goddamn fool. Oh, horrible.
Oh, shit.
Shout out them fake pages one more time.
Hey, them fake pages out here coming up. They're going to steal your shit and sell it back.
Hey, man.
Nigga, I'd be like, hell no. You
whoever
can
came
shit.
Up with the names, though, is real creative.
Speaking of which, I just got my Instagram verified, so you know what that means.
Oh, I got one, too.
Send some titties to my inbox. I need some verified titties. Don't send me no regular ones.
Send me a
some
check.
Verified titties, goddammit.
I like no the blue check,
verified
but I need
titties.
Another check.
Some more titties with
how
a check.
How do titties get verified?
They have nipples.
I verify them. Send them to me so I can
you
verify.
You don't know they titties unless you see the nipples.
There you go.
They could be anything.
Bro, you one of the realest
could
niggas
be two
I
knees
ever
pushed
met.
Together. You are don't you a, know until you see the
are
nipple.
Are you a fucking genius?
Remember when Lil Boosie said, I'm the nipples on the titty?
Changed everything.
He's the most important part.
He changed everything.
Of what's going on.
He did say that.
Yeah.
That changed the whole landscape.
Yeah. Like, I'm the nipples on the titty.
Bro, when
the
that
motor
nigga,
call to him.
When he said that shit, it gave me a vision. Like, I never thought to be the nipples on the titty.
What part of the city did you want
to
be?
I just thought I was going to be the whole titty.
You wanted to be the whole titty.
I was going to be the whole goddamn titty.
This motherfucker got scarf face ambitions.
Right. And then,
the whole titty, Chico.
But then when Boosie
and
broke
the nipples
that down,
too.
I was like, the nipples. I never.
What kind of nipples you like, though?
I like them PlayStation knob nipples. Them big ones.
Hit stick nipples. Hit stick nipples.
Yeah, man.
Play 2K on them titties.
Yeah, man.
Light or dark?
Yeah, really, I'm not too choosy.
You need anymore. A little differentiation
no,
in color.
Like,
I don't need them to be the same size because then I'm not sure they titties.
When it comes to titties, just have two of them. Like, I can work.
Are you a titty or ass man?
I'm a vagina man. But
right.
I don't give a fuck if you know,
just
have some
like
vagina.
A nigga.
Yeah. No, because if
what
I.
Like,
who the fuck said you had to pick? Like, I know bitches with big asses and big titties. Like, can I like them? I like both of this shit. Like, it can be all there together.
Yeah, who is that dude that's like,
ass or titties?
Nah, I don't like those.
Her ass too big.
I know some niggas that'll be like,
no,
like
I don't
the
like
ass too big.
I don't like titties. Who is that guy?
I don't know. I don't associate with them type of niggas. I don't.
Who is he? He out there. If you out there, the dude that don't like titties, let us know. What is your life like?
Bro, I hang with a lot of real niggas. So
what do you do for
you'll a living? You'll see them bring around a whole lot of variations of women, so. Don't never count nobody out. You don't never know.
Somebody right. like it.
Somebody like that shit.
Yeah.
That's the whole. That's why you should really be yourself. All the shit you insecure about, somebody looking for that shit right now. Yeah. I don't like
You're
these big
right.
ass lips. It's a nigga walk around and, what that girl with them big ass lips? At?
Right.
Like, yep. whatever it is that make you uncomfortable. Somebody
I hate
like
earlobes.
That shit.
It's a motherfucker out there.
I mean, we about to get out. We ended on a positive note. That's why we was telling people to be they self, even if you fucked up.
Uplifting.
Somebody like that shit.
Let's
Hell
go.
Yeah.
We out of here.
That's it?
Yeah,
it's all the
I'm
positive.
I gotta
from
go,
the future.
Man. I gotta get back to the past, man. I fucked
what
up.
What you forgot to do?
No, I'm just saying. I fucked up in the future. Like, for real, my throat hurt. I don't know what the fuck happened. But
nigga
go
got
like,
the Zika virus. Yeah, you gotta go back to when you ain't had a shit.
I need to go back and not do something.
Hey, man, the future was tight. This shit was everything I thought it was gonna be. She kind of looked like the past a little bit, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but it looked newer.
Any closing for you, Brady?
I'm just glad
Look,
y'all had
every
me
time
on.
We close the show, I always stack the paper up. They be like, what?
Like, nigga, this is not
yeah,
ESPN.
Like,
this
ain't
is
look,
not
one paper.
This is some comments that are people like, what the fuck is on that paper? Y'all be writing
never
shit.
Never show them. Look, never show them.
They be like, y'all be writing shit and shit, bro. This is just shit. This ain't got shit to do with you.
Right. You totally gave me a pen like I was going to take notes.
But this is a sticker.
If you read the line, it's really just a bunch of bullshit like, fuck Donald Trump. It's some
nigga,
lyrics.
You didn't even follow this.
I know. It's some Outkast lyrics on this bitch. This one right here say Jeezy, one of the greatest rappers ever.
Who said that?
My nigga Tax Stone said Tupac could have been Spider-Man. I believe that shit. Shout out to the Tax Season. I was checking that shit out earlier.
Spider-Man LaFleur.
Shout out to the real. We've been giving Gucci shouts out every week since he got home, and this week is no different. Shout out to the real Gucci and the clone. Both
what?
Of them.
I can't wait till they fight each other.
Shout out to Lil Boosie,
you
AKA.
You know you gotta fight the evil you?
Hey, hold up.
On that one song, he said, I'm my best friend, but I'm my worst enemy. He told you, it's been a clone out there. This shit ain't new. Listen
right.
to Gucci, man.
Shout out to Lil Boosie, AKA Herman. I'm forever calling Lil Boosie Herman.
Shout out to Keisha. For holding him down.
Shout out to Keisha Kior. Yeah, that one.
Keisha Kior.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else needs
She held him down. She
Who else, bro? It's the holidays.
Why bitch got to do time to hold you down?
Hey, I don't believe that shit either.
You lay down.
Stay
you
out
do
of
the
jail.
Time for me.
I'm leaving.
All right, man. This is the 85 South Show. This has been another podcast for niggas on the come up. Stay down until you come up. If you ain't where you want to be, goddamn it, keep going. You'll make it there eventually. I'm out this way. Yeah.
85. 85. 85.